times, three's company, especially when Dr. Decker Weiss, Dr. Holly Lucille, and Lisa Davis get together. Here's their show. It's your health, and it ain't rocket science.
Dr. Holly's out on vacation. I'm here with Lisa as always, and we are thinking this through in our Let's Think This Through segment. We're going to talk about the childhood obesity epidemic and how to approach it, what to do about it. Lisa, I'm going to start in a very simple place, and this is what we did with our children. And this is something that I think comes from our naturopathic culture. And then the first step is we do not reward children with food. This is the first rule we give parents, that we don't. And boy, is it hard, because I was listening to all these experts and all these things. And I hear that, like, after an athletic event, the kids will go, hey, you deserve a pizza, or you can get now a bottle of Coke, or you do it. And this is this, you do something good, you reward with bad pulling thing. And it did work. Our 22-year-old absolutely does not reward herself with food. She rewards herself with movies and other things like that. It's not that she doesn't eat good, healthy food, but she doesn't reward herself, or she doesn't feel like, hey, I exercised today, I can eat a bunch of junk. She doesn't feel that. Yeah. And our little one, our 3-year-old, we dropped her off at a birthday party, and there was a lot of food out there, and she got a hold of one of the regular cupcakes, and we eat gluten-free as a family. And she licked it, she tasted a little bit, she put it back, and she went over and ate the grapes and blueberries. She's already trained at 3. We started that early. It felt, oh my God, I was in tears. I was just like, what a great start.
The proudest day.
And it doesn't, awesome. And then let's think this through. And when we're trying to keep things simple, now Lisa, is that a hard thing, not rewarding with food? Or is that an easy thing as a parent?
I think it's kind of a hard thing because so many of us do it. I mean, I tend to reward with toys. You know, we have a sticker chart system and the whole thing. I'm trying to think if I've rewarded with food. I probably have. But anything I give her, it's still healthier than most of the junk out there. So, yeah, I think that'd be tricky. I'd love to hear from you out there. You know, I'd love to hear what parents think, you know, about that.
Yeah, we can take some calls. 1-877-711-5211. 877-711-5211 is our studio line, and we can take calls, anything about childhood obesity, how to start good, healthy lifestyles in your homes. It's difficult. Lisa, you've interviewed about every expert out there, and one of the things that when I hear you interview, which is just wonderful techniques, is you talk, there seems to be a change in all these people. You know, like with Amy, we were interviewing her, and she didn't like being obese as a kid, so she decided not to repeat that. What does it take to get people to do that shift? When you're interviewing these people, what are those techniques to get them to understand that?
Well, I think a lot of it is like Amy's experience. I think that they probably went through something when they were young, and that they didn't want to see their own children go through that or their other loved ones go through that. And then I think, unfortunately, for a lot of people, they get sick. I mean, I'm sure you've seen this in your practice where they don't make those changes until they have to. And my whole thing of having a master's in public health is I'm all about prevention. And that's why I love this show. And I think it's so important. We've got to prevent these things in the first place. You know, something I want to make sure I bring up, because I know we all talk about obesity, but there are plenty of thin kids that live on junk. And I don't want to forget that. I don't want to just because, I think that's so important because you might have, you know, a brother and sister, and one of them happens to get fat, and maybe their brother's eating the same junk, and they're just naturally thin. You don't want to just change the heavier child's diet, right? And I think we need to keep that in mind. That's just my 2 cents.
I think it's a great thing, because the world looks at the kid and says, hey, it's nothing wrong. And those kids are foolers, right? The obese kid that comes into the pediatrician's office or the naturopathic doctor's office, they walk in. And, well, we know what to do. We have to get the calories down, and we have to change it, and it's obvious. But the skinny kid who's got the mental emotional problems, who's got depression issues or whatever, and we better look, with all these things going on out there with the shootings and everything, we better start to grasp these kids here early on these mental emotion stuff. But as a physician, and you're seeing all these patients, those skinny kids are foolers. They are foolers, and they get less treatment consistently than those overweight kids will get. And I think it comes down to the home, right, Lisa? I mean, doesn't it?
Oh, it definitely does. Yeah, I just want to say, I just got an email from a listener who said, don't make food a reward. Shared time is the reward. I love that, right? Because, I mean, there's shared nothing time that my daughter wants more than to be with me and my husband. Nothing. I mean, you could offer her toys. That's why I was, you know, that's why I think it's hard sometimes when we want to model good behavior and we choose a bike ride or I choose a Pilates class over spending time with her. Doesn't mean I won't spend time with her later, but we mm-hmm. have to do those things. But then if you say, okay, you do this, and then we are all going to go to the park together, or we are all going to do these. I mean, you want to do those things anyway, but I just want to thank our listener for emailing that to me. I think that's great.
Wow. Share time together. And I think what we always did with our kids was, you know, more like movies and videos, which isn't the best thing either, but they go out in the world and they see everybody being rewarded with chemicals and foods. We sort of had to give them something more timely. I love the idea of shared time, because you do forget that, at least especially when they're younger, they just want to be around you and they just want your attention. My 3-year-old, the greatest thing in the world for her is a tea party. It's the greatest thing. She sets up the dinosaurs.
You must look really cute sitting there with her.
Oh, yes. I do the little pink teacup well.
I have to ask you.
Sure.
You know, Decker, were you a teenager when you first had a kid? Because you keep saying my 22-year-old. I'm thinking, you must have been very young. I'm not trying to give away your age, but I can't help but wonder about that.
I'm 47 years old, so I wasn't that young.
Oh, okay.
And so, yeah.
Oh, wow.
So,
that's still pretty young.
Yeah.
That's
and so.
Exciting. Wow. And then to have another child. Wow, that's a big age difference. That must be really interesting.
Well, and you know what comes? I want to get back to the obesity epidemic, because I don't want to go on a tangent.
Of course, I'm sorry.
Well, one of the things when we were doing this is we decided that our home was perfect. When we were raising Shauna, we said, okay, because, you know, we would have occasional bad foods that would get in there. We'd have a party or something. Somebody would drop something off. And we made the rule that our home was always healthy ground. And what we wanted our 22-year-old is, when she eventually left the house, which she has now, is that her home always be healthy. That if you're going to do something, you know, the toxic foods, the syntha foods, what do you call them? The fake foods, I believe they said.
Fake
foods. That was outside of there. And we knock on wood. I was over at my 22-year-old's, and of course I go through a refrigerator, because naturopaths are weirdos. Most dads search through their drawers and their phone and whatever.
I don't think Dr. Holly's going to like that.
I know.
Well, you say naturopaths. You didn't say naturopathic physician, so maybe she'll let you off the hook.
Yes, or naturopathic psychopath, which sometimes happens too as well. But I'm searching through her drawers. I'm looking for it. I found organic orange juice. I found grapes. I found fruit. I found nothing was expired in her fridge. When I looked up in the pantry area, she knew what organic stuff she could get at Trader Joe's, because it was a little bit cheaper. There was just a tear to my eye, because, you know, I don't want to see my daughter go through obesity and illness, and I want to see that prevention for her. And nothing's worse than a sick kid, and that's my field, you know, natural medicine. So looking through that was very important to me. Lisa, how about you as a mom as well? Can you give any tips to keep that home healthy?
Well, I think the easiest thing is to have the foods on hand. You have to stock your kitchen with what you want. Do not have junk food in the house. I know that's hard. Maybe you can have a cookie with 3 ingredients versus 35, right? I mean, maybe or you can make them yourself. I'm not saying don't eat sugar at all, because that's, for many people, that's not realistic. But really, we've got a caller. Yeah.
We have Mark from Hawaii. Mark from Hawaii, you're on the air.
Wonderful.
Welcome.
Hi.
Welcome to the show.
Aloha. Thank you for having me. Mahalo.
Uh-huh.
Just a couple and of real quick, some observations and a question, perhaps. I was wondering, as I was listening to the last segment, if one of the reasons the people who are my age, your age, Lisa's age, is that we don't change so easily, some of us, is because of the years and years and years of programming.
And Mark...
Our heads from TV, billboards.
Mark, I'm going to have to apologize to you, Mark, because we're going to have to take that off the air. I will answer that. Mark's question is very important. I would say it's due to family history and family genetics and cultures is what I would say. But Mark, we're going to finish answering that off the air. It has been just an absolutely wonderful segment that we have had on Let's Think This Through, keeping it simple, avoid the processed foods, get the fruits and vegetables, stay healthy. To the listeners out there, you can do it. It can be inexpensive, and it can make a difference.